Now, back to Dimitri live and dangerously local on the River Network with Big Willie 105.5 and River Talk. It's almost as good as a second cup of coffee.
Oh, yeah. Thanks so much for joining us. Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5. You can also join us here by phone, 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. Here with the legendary broadcaster, Treff Dog, who's right up there with Wolfman Jack, who is now our sales manager. Treff Dog is. Wolfman Jack is not. Came up with a great idea, and that is use Chat GPT. To replace Bob Nutting and do a better job of running the Pirates. So let's go over that, and then let's see how the chat GPT can replace your pastor.
Oh, yeah. By the way, this this paper is in my previously nicotine-stained hands.
There you go.
By the way, I only had two cigarettes in my life. Never do it again. No,
really?
No. Lucky strikes, but that's another day. All right.
Toasted.
Yeah. Number four. I couldn't get through it. We were trying to be cool.
Focus!
All right. Focus! All right, just having fun here. The next one, section four, strategic free agent signings. Instead of signing bargain bin veterans, okay, Adam Frazier batting a whopping 230, Tommy, I dropped the ball fam for $4.5 million. We got this. Tommy did not play last night. He wasn't there. Canario was in left field and did a great job. But instead of signing bargain bin veterans, go for value signings, which provide real impact and can mentor young players. Yeah, Andrew McCutchen. Excellent. Last year, Rowdy Tellez. Remember that? At the end of the, there was like 2 weeks left in the season.
This is the worst, ladies and gentlemen. This is what I mean about hashtag. Yeah. Nutting sucks. Yeah. Tell them this.
Okay. It was 2 or 3 weeks before the end of the season. Rowdy Tellez was our first baseman. Used to play for the Brewers. Okay. They let him go. They DFA'd him at the end of the, before the season ended, to save $200,000 from everything that I read and learned. That was the reason.
Because he was so close to getting a certain
bonus. What kind of signal does that send to other valuable free agents that might be interested in coming here?
That was like a classic minor league move.
Yeah.
It was just absolutely terrible.
I'm at the game last night. Beautiful city. Stadium, beautiful.
Yeah.
What, like everybody, we were talking about Carlos Santana. Why didn't the Pirates bring him back this year? And, I don't know why, but, when he was here 2 years ago, everybody gravitated to the guy. So, but whatever. Sign better free agents. Action. Target undervalued mid-market stars. People like the Phillies signed Zach Wheeler. Avoid signing past prime veterans for leadership alone. Number five. Change the public perception. Fans widely see Bob Nutting as cheap and apathetic. That hurts morale, attendance, and recruiting. Action, be transparent about competitive goals. Increase community engagement and show a visible commitment to winning. trying to connect with the public. Okay, it was Paul Skeens bobblehead day.
Yes, this is unbelievable.
About 3 weeks ago.
This is the good player. This is the really
right,
good player.
A real good pitcher.
Yeah.
The three amigos. Well, no, it was just Sam and I. We had our tickets.
Ken didn't go.
Ken did not go to that one.
What the hell's wrong with
him? I don't know. I'll have to ask him. Jeez. I'll have to ask him.
Slap him for me.
Next time we go to Five Guys before they close, I'll ask. We usually get down in line to get bobbleheads or whatever. Try to be there by 2:30, 2:45. We thought with Skeens, we better be there real early.
Sure.
We're coming down along the river at 2:00. The line goes all the way across the Kalani Bridge, all the way down past the 6th Street Garage. I said, Sam.
You've got to be kidding me.
Sam, I'll show you the video after I get off the air.
Oh, my God. Jeez.
Sam, let me out of the car.
Yeah.
You go park, and I'll get in line. So they finally let everybody go. We finally get through. It was for the first 20,000 people only.
Right.
Got the bobbleheads. 50 people ahead of us, they ran out.
Oh.
And, you could hear. You could hear the roar of the crowd.
Why would he not have it for everyone for his best player?
See, I noticed the same thing. Yeah. Even we went to a Indians game a couple years ago, and it was Ramirez Day. The third baseman Ramirez is the big star of the Cleveland Indians. It was same thing. First 20,000 get the bobblehead. So we got in line, and I did send it to my brother, who is
back to Skeens, because we don't have much time. Yeah. So you didn't get it. Did you get an IOU from Nutting?
In the third inning, it was right before the game. The field announcer came on the field and said, "The Pirates apologize. We are going to give bobbleheads to all of the people that didn't." You know, you get your ticket on your smartphone now. They can track the first 20,000 people that get in the stadium. So they're able to do it electronically, which is really, really cool. And they said, watch for further details on the MLB app, and you will eventually get your bobblehead. And
so it's an IOU.
Yeah, that's cool.
Great.
That's cool. Not yet. I figure, okay, here's the theory.
Yeah.
Okay, where are those bobbleheads probably made? China?
Knowing billionaire Bob, my best guess would be child labor in Africa.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
How long, okay, with the tariffs and how long, probably with the tariffs we're going to get charged for something. I don't know. But how long does it take to get the bobbleheads made now? They probably had to place a new order. How long is it going to take to get them shipped over here? Sam and I are thinking Christmas, 2026.
Yeah. It never ends. Now, you wanted to, that was for the Pirates with Chat GPT. But you also wanted to use this artificial intelligence to replace your pastor.
Not to replace him. No.
To succeed him.
No. We ain't going to do that.
Where do you go to church again?
I go to a smaller congregation, Weirton Heights Church of Christ.
I hear it's very good.
We have a very good preacher. Steve Smithbauer is our preacher. Does an exceptional job.
But if you want to get rid of him and replace him with AI, you have actually figured this out already, right?
No. In our men's meeting.
I cause such trouble.
I know you do. I know you do. A bunch of the men, we get together once a month to take care of whatever's got to be taken care of.
Yeah.
And Steve goes on vacation once in a while. Sometimes, like everybody else, we all get sick. Okay, sometimes Steve has come down with a flu or a cold or something on a Saturday afternoon. All of a sudden, what do you do? One of us is tasked to fill in and preach on Sunday morning and Sunday night.
Wow.
So I've done this before. It normally takes me and a couple of the other guys, same thing, takes us usually 5, 6, 7 hours to write a sermon, look up the scriptures, and, you know, put everything together.
Well, can't you just fake that? Can't you just say Leviticus 25:37? Nobody will know.
Nah.
Can't do that?
But nah.
I'd do it.
We write, we put something together. And then to make sure we do it right, you got to run through it and rehearse it maybe 7 or 8 times. So novices like the 3 or 4 of us, you got 15, 16 hours wrapped up into something like this. God. So we all decided, let's each get 2 or 3 sermons put together and have them in our hip pocket ready to go in the case something comes up. So I put 1 or 2 together. And I thought the other Monday night after the sales meeting, I said, let me see what ChatGPT says. So I've been watching Walton's Mountain for lack of, there's so much garbage. Yeah, the Waltons. Okay. There's so much garbage on TV at night. I just need to clean my head out.
That's Good Night John Boy one, right?
Do-do-do. Yeah.
Okay.
So I watched a few of them, and I'm going, there are some biblical principles taught in these episodes of Walton's Mountain. So I took one episode and I identified it. Season 1, episode 1. I didn't even say the name of the episode. Write a 30-minute sermon based on this episode comparing what goes on in the show to a biblical principle. It took ChatGPT 1 minute to crank out a 30-minute sermon.
Artificial intelligence did that?
Yes. Yes. It took 1 minute.
Jesus.
And I also said, do this based on the teachings of the Church of Christ. I didn't say broad generalities. We have opinions.
Very specifics. Yeah.
Yeah, I wanted very specific.
What happened?
I checked all the scriptures that were mentioned, and it was perfectly accurate. Perfectly accurate.
Was it any good, though?
Yes. I got to add, also in my previously nicotine-stained hands, there it is. There's the outline.
Son of a gun. Now, you did something else, something that I think that sounds sacrilegious even to me. I mean, if something sounds sacrilegious to me, that's pretty bad.
Yeah.
You asked artificial intelligence something about the Bible and Mo, Larry, and Shemp.
Yeah, Mo, Larry, and Curly.
Curly.
I said...
You're a Shemp guy, though.
Yeah, yeah. Shemp and Mo.
Okay.
I asked artificial intelligence, write me a 30-minute sermon based on the Three Stooges. compare Larry, Curly, and Mo to three characters of the Bible. And it wrote a sermon.
No.
It compared Mo. Wait a minute. Where
gonna,
is it?
We're going to burn in hell.
It compared Mo to... Wait, where is... No. The three that it compared to were
the
Peter...
Three wise men?
Peter, Samson, and Jonah. Jonah was Mo. Samson was Larry. And Peter was Curly. And
Peter, it, the first... The first pope of the church?
No, not the pope.
Oh.
No,
not that
the pope.
Peter?
No. No, yeah, that Peter. But we can get into that discussion later. We don't believe in, well, you know, we have different beliefs.
Hey, there's a pope, my friend. I saw it on TV.
Oh, there is a pope.
He's from Chicago.
I understand.
Okay.
And
but Peter is actually Curly.
Yeah, Peter is, his
Peter
behavior.
Went, yuck, yuck.
Peter's behavior is very similar to the way Curly acts. I'll show you that lesson later.
Oh, Larry Cheese. Oh, Larry Cheese.
Spread
are you,
out.
Are you sure?
Pick two.
God.
No. No. Regarding the Pope, I do have a question. If I
yes.
could ever, and this is for media people, most regular
just
listeners won't
Jim, just,
get it.
Just
okay.
Say it.
If I could ever speak to the new Pope, I know he's from Chicago.
Yes.
I knew he was born in 55. He grew up in our age. Okay, man. When you were a kid, at home at night, going to bed. Listening to rock and roll radio, was it Super CFL or was it WLS? I want to know. I want to know.
That is hilarious. Yeah. That is just hilarious. So, Jim, what anything else with this artificial intelligence that could make my life a lot better? I don't really care about yours or anybody else's,
look up.
But if it could help help me make my life a lot better, I'm all in.
Yesterday,
yes.
You made me aware, and I didn't know it because I don't watch much TV anymore.
Yeah. Nobody does. It's
about,
fine.
No.
It's
no,
fine.
No. A certain car dealer in our market did something very good. Schultz Ford.
Yeehaw!
Yeehaw!
Richard
yeah!
Massey. I think it weighs about 80 pounds.
Yeah.
How does he do this?
I don't know.
Okay, ask him.
I need to know.
Okay.
I need to know. But you made me aware that he and Ford donate,
yes.
gave an F-150 to Mark Fogel. He was the guy that was held hostage in Russia.
To pound the desk
okay.
here. You're, everything is shaking now. Yes.
Oh,
but, yeah, but it was
Micah.
A great thing. It was Schultz Ford.
Yeah.
Yes.
I was not aware of it.
Yeah.
And I had a phone meeting with their marketing department yesterday.
Yes. Did you mention my name?
Yeah, I did.
And were they excited?
I did, yes. Yes. They want on
yes!
your he wants on your show.
He does?
He does, yes.
He doesn't know me too well, does
yeah.
he?
No. but I wanted
little inside joke.
Yep. But I wanted to build before the meeting,
yes.
I wanted a script that we could run to promote what they did.
Yes.
And again, I typed in, type me out a 60-second radio commercial.
Artificial intelligence.
For
ChatGPT.
For what Richard Bassey did recently.
Yes.
And I didn't even mention Mark Fogel's name. To what nice thing did he do in the past 2 or 3 weeks?
Yes.
Again, 60 seconds, bam, it was there. It had everything about Mark, what he did, you know, his achievements. It was all right there. This stuff is
this thing's
going to
replace me. Wait a minute.
Well,
this isn't so good.
Here's
hold the phone here.
This
wait
is,
a minute.
This is
oh, my God.
Here's
it's like Terminator.
Here's the scary thing.
This is the scary thing. Oh my God.
Mr. Deep Pockets, put something over your ears. You don't want to hear this.
Oh no. Can we hold that?
Yeah, I'll hold
short,
it.
Got a short break here. Break. More with Legendary Broad. We got to get you back on. You're really good at this. There you go. Seriously, you're really good at this.
Is there a CD player in here?
No, we don't need CD player.
No, here's why you need it.
Why?
I have, from when I worked in Parkersburg, Legendary WXIL.
Yep.
We all got disc jockey shouts with my name on it. It's on a CD. I don't have a CD player.
Oh, just have Johnny.
I'll have Johnny do it.
Johnny,
I'll bring it down.
Aaron, they're both wonderful
guys. I'll bring
it down. Absolutely wonderful guys. More with Legendary Broadcaster, Treff Dog. We got to get you back in here. You're very good. You're actually very good at this. I want you in here. Seriously, I do. More with Legendary Broadcaster, Treff Dog. You want to talk with him? 740-325-1490. Could you make a little more noise as I'm talking, please?
Oh, 740-325-1490.
Go ahead. 740-325-1490.